Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to finally finding my true calling as a business coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life as they discover the true freedom of being an uncharted entrepreneur. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and enjoy life on your terms, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Okay, welcome, my friends. Oh my goodness, what a week. So it's Sunday, and I know I've been doing our Sunday success series, but I just want to come to you and chat for a few minutes. It's been a week here in the Miter family, and I wanted to share a few thoughts with you from my week. Just to kind of fill you in and a little backstory, I'm not going to go too deep into things, but basically, my little almost two-year-old grandson was extremely sick this week in the hospital from after effects of having COVID. And it was a really scary week for his parents and for his grandparents and the family. I had the, I guess I would say, privilege of being able to pretty much drop everything in my life, rescheduled almost everything I had. I had a very full week planned of doing our Strength Finders interviews and a couple coaching sessions and a lot of other things going on. And I kept like two appointments on my books that I could do virtual, well, everything I do virtually, but dropped it all and drove out to where my son and his family lives a couple hours away from us so that I could be there with the four-year-old Leah while the parents were in the hospital with little baby Thomas. And just so you know, he's doing much better. He's home now and he's on the way to recovery. But it was a heck of a week for us and a lot, as you can imagine, a lot of stress, a lot of emotion, a lot of no sleep for many of us. I don't think anybody really slept well. Maybe Leah. I think the four-year-old slept okay, but the rest of us, not so much. But got home last night, so pretty much spent a week out there. And I am so grateful that I created a flexible schedule, that I could do that. And as much as I am a type A, I love to work. I love to achieve things. I love to get stuff done. When I found out how sick baby Thomas was, that you know, I just quickly reminded me, like, this is why I've always done what I've done, being an entrepreneur and having that flexible schedule, that I could be the one to drop everything, rearrange things, rearrange my life, and be there for my family when they needed me. And even my husband said this. That was the first thing he said when I called him up. He's like, I need to go. I'm going to go to Syracuse. And he's like, yeah, that's why you do what you do. And it was a big reminder about that. And that's one thing I want, a couple little lessons I want to share with you today. That's lesson number one, is that's one of the biggest reasons to me to become an entrepreneur. And to also, as you are creating a business, or maybe you're scaling a business, is your business set up that you could drop everything and go? Could you do that? Or are you setting your business up that you have to be present all the time? And what could you change if that's the way it's set up now? Could you develop a team? Could you change some things? So it's just something to look at. And you want to look at those things during a peaceful time in your life, not during the chaos. That's not the time to decide that you need to change things. It's too late when you're in the middle of an emergency or the middle of chaos. It's time to start looking at those things now. How are you setting your business up? And is there a way that you could drop everything if need be? And if not, that is something I would highly suggest you start looking at. What could you change in your business? So that was lesson number one, just that attitude of being grateful that I could have that flexibility to do that and be there. Because I know that made a world of difference for them so that they could both be in the hospital with Thomas and not worry about what was happening at home, that they knew and trusted that I had everything under control with Leah and running everything in her life. And it was fun for the first few days. We'll tell you, day five or day four, we were all kind of like at wit's end, but it was good before that. And we managed even on the bad day. So that was lesson, you know, the big lesson. The other thing too is really looking at what your values are. And does your life reflect your values? You know, what are your top three values? I was actually listening to a podcast on the way home from Syracuse yesterday, and they were talking about their top three values. And it just made me kind of think about that. Like, what are my top three values? And am I living them? So if you haven't paused to kind of think about that, like, what are your top three core values? Those non-negotiables in your life, the things that when you need to make a decision, you only need to look at your top three values to know which way you should move with that decision. Because do they align with what you really value? And to me, that, you know, family has always been at the top of my value system. Another one has been always being authentic and honest and integrity. To me, they kind of all go together. And that's why I decided to, instead of doing the normal Sunday Success series, is I just wanted to kind of come to you and share my heart with you, what's happening, and be very authentic here today of all these weird thoughts or good thoughts and bad thoughts and strange thoughts and confusing thoughts that are going on through my brain. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm still kind of tired. I slept like 9 hours last night, but I'm still tired. It was just really an emotional week for us. And not just the physical part of it, but a combination of the two. So if you've ever gone through a week like that, you know what I mean. The other thing that I was able to do, so when Mom and Dad and Thomas came home on Thursday, and actually my husband came out, and we did have a couple of days that we were all able kind of just be together. And we did a lot of talking about strengths because Lauren has actually interviewed my daughter-in-law on here for her two strengths. And we have plans to do my son's soon. But, you know, we had opportunity to really kind of talk about strengths. They're very supportive of my new venture and what I'm doing with the Clifton Strengths, especially Lauren. I'm very grateful for that. But it gave me time to really think about what is the direction I want to go with the Clifton Strengths. And it really made me, as we were talking about things, made me realize how much I do want to pursue this as like the number one thing I do with my clients, like to really use our strengths as part of the coaching. Part of my mission in life is to help others uncover their strengths and start to really use them because I see how much value there is in it and how we show up in our personal lives, whether it's because of the middle of a chaotic emergency situation or in our business lives, how they show up to help us be better than ever in our careers. And that just gave me, you know, like I said, I've had a lot of time to think over the last couple of days. And one of the things I've been thinking about is I want to create a 6-month program where we would really dive deeper into the strengths and work on what are your strengths, how to even read the report, because that in itself can be confusing if you've done your 34 Clifton Strengths themes. Unlock that. It was actually kind of fun when I was with Jeremy and Lauren, and we were talking about it, and they had only unlocked their top five. And the more I talked about it, she's like on her phone immediately unlocking her 34. And she's like, oh my gosh, like she saw quickly how much more value you get with your 34 versus just your top five report. But anyway, back to this 6-month program. It's really something that I want to dive deeper into and offer this 6 months. I'm not even sure exactly what it's going to look like. I'm going to work on that over the next couple of days and share more details soon. But I would love to hear from you. If I designed a 6-month program with the whole purpose of diving deeper into your talents and themes, it would be a lot of group coaching and then a little one-on-one coaching and how to take those talents and themes and turn them into your strengths and your superpowers so that you could show up as your best self every day, no matter what situation you're in, whether it's in your work or maybe you are designing a business. Make sure that it highlights your natural talents and themes and it doesn't fight against them. Or, you know, in your current career, how do you use them? And also in your life, would that be something of value to you? Would that be something you'd be interested in? And let me know too, if you did it, what would you want out of it? What would you want to get out of that? Because you can help me design this 6-month course. And I would really, truly value your input on it. So shoot me over a DM or an email and let me know whether or not you'd be interested in a 6-month course to really dive deeper into your talents. And again, what would you like to get out of it? Or what would you like to see happen in it? Would you want more one-on-one coaching? Would you want more group coaching? Like, help me design this because I don't even know. I'm kind of confused by it, but I just know it's something I'm very passionate about. And it's something that just keeps coming back into my life over and over and over again. Like, this is the one thing that's been consistent. If you guys follow me at all, you know, sometimes I can be that squirrel and chasing after this shiny thing or nope, we're going to go do this. And now, nope, wait, what is Sherry doing now? But the one thing that's always remained the same has been the Clifton Strengths. And it was actually spending time with my family. And Lauren was the one that was like, you need to do this. This is your thing. And they see how much it lights me up when I get to talk about the strengths. So anyway, that's what's been happening in my life. A little chaos. Like I said, good news is baby Thomas is on the mend, doing much better. Grandma was able to be there and we had some, you know, special time, special bonding. And now we're all just trying to get rested and back on course. But reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts on the 6-month Strength Finders course. Help me design it. And let me know if it's something you'd be interested in. All right. Thanks so much. And tomorrow we will get back on track with our strength themes. And you'll hear from an interview I just did, actually recorded with Lisa Cole on her harmony theme and how it helps her just show up better as an OR nurse and as a busy mom. All right, my friends, until then, go out and make it a great day. And do remember, life really is short. Enjoy the journey.